During the late 80s, Barry Levinson delivered a 1-2 punch that made him one of the most sought-after directors in Hollywood. The enormous hit Good Morning Vietnam in 1987 and the big Oscar winner Rain Man in 1988. But his next picture, Bugsy, in 1991, was mild at the box office, and the two movies after that, Toys and Jimmy Hollywood, were out-and-out disasters. Now on the lookout for a hit, he's adapted Michael Crichton's latest bestseller. Film critic Stephen Schiff has this review of Disclosure.
Speaking of Disclosure, let me admit right up front that this movie's screenwriter, Paul Attanasio, is an old friend and colleague of mine. By the current standards of the journalistic community, that would ordinarily mean I'm going to say lots of terrible things about him. But I'm not. Attanasio wrote the screenplay for Quiz Show, which I liked a lot, and though Disclosure's a much trashier movie, Attanasio's done a bang-up job with it. His script is funny and twisty and inventive, and the movie that Barry Levinson has built around it is very entertaining. The subject, as you might have heard, is sexual harassment, but no one here is doing any heavy lifting. This is a suspense movie about corporate maneuvering, and sexual harassment is just one of the pawns in the villain's endgame. That villain is Meredith Johnson, a woman on the rise in a Seattle computer company. She's played by Demi Moore as the ultimate female power ranger, out to demolish the man she's just been promoted over. He is Tom Sanders, played by Michael Douglas in his now standard role, the white middle-class American male as victim. 10 years earlier, deep in Silicon Valley, Tom and Meredith had had a torrid affair. But now Tom is happily married to someone else, and he's a settled company man. When Meredith calls him to her office after hours for a first consultation, new boss to new subordinate, he willingly goes. But Meredith doesn't have computers on her mind.
Get down to business.
Wait a second.
Yeah, was that so bad?
No, that's not so bad, but it's just...
Come on, while there's still a chance we might get caught.
Meredith.
No.
Oh, yes, I think so.
Meredith, no.
Where? No, some things never change. Some things just get better.
Meredith. Come on. Oh.
By one count, Tom says no 31 times in that scene. But to Meredith, no doesn't mean no. And the next morning, Tom finds that she's taken her revenge on him for refusing her. In short, she's accusing him of sexual harassment. The filmmakers, like Michael Crichton before them, have figured that if you perform a role reversal on sexual harassment, it'll throw all the issues into high relief. And so it does. But that doesn't mean you have to linger on any of this. And wisely, Disclosure doesn't. The movie makers may have hit upon something. Despite all the huffing and puffing from extremists on both sides of the issue, it's likely that most of the audience has already reached a consensus on sexual harassment. On the one hand, you don't use power to coerce sexual favors. On the other hand, consensual office flirting is no crime. And the gray area in between those two poles is just that, a gray area, requiring sensitivity on both sides. The movie makers know we'll have more fun watching the corporate intrigue, and most of the film is about Meredith's moves to get Tom fired and Tom's counter moves to unseat her. In between, there's a lot of very showy falderal involving the company's new computer technology, which looks great in a movie, though it would be utterly ludicrous in real life. It allows you to stand on a special platform wearing a huge goggly headset while light beams flash around you. Also, you can perform operations I can do just fine now with two fingers. As for Barry Levinson, well, he can be ponderous when he's working on his pet projects. But when he's directing a big commercial thriller like this one, he's terrific. The camera whooshes around the computer company's glass walls and mysterious staircases like a voyeur on wings, and the atmosphere of secrecy and suspense is electric. Disclosure is a much less significant motion picture than it might have been, and therefore, a lot more fun.
Stephen Schiff is critic at large for The New Yorker.